Amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, well, St. Paul does what he's been given to do, doesn't he? He preaches. After all, preachers preach, don't they? Some better than others. At least the Corinthians thought so. And so what does Paul preach? He says that it is of first importance, the most important, the preeminent. And what in the world could that be then? Get ready for it. Here it is. He preaches, as he said in the epistle, the gospel by which you are saved. Did you hear that? I'd better say it again. He preaches the gospel by which you are saved. Now that's a preacher, isn't it? They're quite rare these days, especially on this day. We covet preachers of the gospel. After all, the gospel is the power of God for salvation to those who believe, Romans 1. Or as Paul puts it today in the epistle, the gospel by which you are saved. And the content, or the guts of the gospel, is this: that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. Now, who did all those verbs? Died, buried, resurrected. Was it you? I don't think so. Well, then who did those verbs? Jesus, the Christ, did. He died. He was buried. He was raised. He's doing the verbs, the salvation verbs. All now is salvationly good for you. What was needed for your salvation was done according to the scriptures, according to God's word. There are no better words than the Lord's words. And so Jesus lives, he suffers, he dies, he gets buried and raised according to the scriptures. Jesus does all this not for himself, he does it all for you, his sinners. For Paul, the abnormally born and former primo persecutor of the church, the body of Christ. For James, the half-brother of Jesus, who was an unbeliever for such a long time. For Peter, who resolutely refused to confess Jesus when push came to shove, three times, you remember, with false oaths and taking the Lord's name in vain, he categorically denied knowing the suffering Jesus, let alone being his disciple. And so the dead and buried Christ is the risen Christ. Your salvation. Your salvation depends on him doing those verbs for you. If he didn't do all three verbs, then you're still in your sins and you'll be damned in them. Your faith in him is a joke and you're the most pitiful people that the world has ever seen. But he did do the verbs because your salvation was at stake. And so, Lamb of God, Jesus takes on the world's sin in his body, yours too, and all of its damnation. He rises from the dead, leaving all of your sin and its curse in the black hole of his tomb. And then he sends preachers like Paul, Peter, James, the 12, and yes, even a Solberger, a Bagnall, and God forbid, even a Kuhlman, to proclaim and apply Christ's promise of forgiveness to you, his sinners. The crucified, dead, and buried, but now risen Jesus sees to it that his pardon for all sin and for every sinner gets preached. Yes, Good Friday's redemption, won for sinners and for you, is to be preached and distributed. That's what today's all about. It's about preaching the gospel that we heard earlier that saves you. And so here goes. In Christ's stead and by his command, I am here to tell you that you are forgiven and that you are saved. You have eternal life. You too will be raised from the grave on the last day because Jesus has indeed borne your sin, your death, and your grave. You have been buried with Jesus into his Good Friday, all sin forgiven death through the water of holy baptism. And his promise for you now is this: he who believes and is baptized will be saved, Mark 16. And even more, he piles it on, more gospel promise given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins, his body, his blood, with the bread and wine today, the very medicine of your immortality. And so that on the last day, this same Jesus will then raise your mortal body in glory and in power. We will not all sleep. We will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised, imperishable, and we will be changed. Well, this is what I dare to preach today, and by God's grace, this is what you believe. The gospel that saves you, namely, that Christ died for your sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Have a happy Easter. In the name of Jesus, amen.